all the truth, but tell it slant. Success and circuit lies, too bright for our infirm delight. The truth's superb surprise, as lightning to the children eased with explanation kind. The truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. This is Emily Dickinson's poem, 1263. She commends us to sometimes speak indirectly, especially when sharing the deeper truths. Rather than always speaking plainly, our minds seem to remember facts better and get more out of them when they are embedded in a story. Think of this. If someone is sacrificially kind, you might call them a good blank Samaritan. If someone's child is wayward and rebellious, you might call them a blank son. Prodigal. Bonus challenge. A goal or purchase you gave a lot of time, energy, money to is the blank of great price. Pearl. Jesus knew our brains work this way, so much so that these many stories he shared have gone viral in our language, and sometimes we don't even remember where they came from. He set these stories down like slow-release truth that has been potent and healing through the centuries. Sometimes realities are so transformative and powerful that they can't be described directly. Think of the way a scientist looks at the sun or an eclipse. The light is so blinding that it has to be reflected and is only safely seen indirectly. Think back to some of the most meaningful truths you've heard. Were they often lyrics to a song, lines to a poem, or scenes from a favorite movie? Like these many stories, Jesus told 46 parables in all, covering everything from forgiveness to his identity as the Son of God. Yet his greatest narrative was to enter our story. Instead of scrapping humanity and starting over, he entered our story and redeemed it. We are still learning what that means. I don't believe we will ever understand the full extent in this life, slow release truth. God could have sent another flood. He could have cleared the table of us or made us into choiceless robots. Instead, he entered our story, made himself a character in this epic he is writing. You are part of the slow release truth. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next time.